Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge back along with you for a few minutes to try to brighten your day just a bit. Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to experience Cherry County. Maybe it's a river trip on the scenic Niobrara River, stargazing out at Merritt Reservoir, the first in the state of Nebraska to be International Dark Skies Park. Or maybe it's some golf, Frederick Peak Golf Club, the Prairie Club. Check it all out. Visit Valentine.com.
And Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy or fancy. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate that. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing, valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style. Once you see the content, check them out online at tsln.com.
Well, I have something called You Might Be a Barrel Racer If.
Oh, my goodness. I am not sure I've ever heard one of those on barrel racing.
I picked out men on the other program. So
yeah,
this was
sent
in by Todd Trask. I'm not sure who wrote it, but you might be a barrel racer if you have more bits than your city counterpart has shoes.
Oh, no, that's cute.
You might be a barrel racer if you think black and blue is normal color of your shins.
Yep. Or scars.
You might be a barrel racer if you go to town in your car and freak out because you don't see the trailer in the rearview mirror. You might be a barrel racer if your horse has a chiropractor, massage therapist, psychic, sports medicine specialist, nutritionist, equine body balancer, and pedicurist, and you don't have a family doctor.
Yep. That's funny.
You might be a barrel racer if you can write out a $200 check to any of the above without blinking an eye. Number six, you spend more time living in a horse trailer than your house. You might be a barrel racer if your idea of a perfect holiday is spending it at a clinic or barrel racing.
There you go.
And number eight, you've been hung over in the morning from tractor fumes. You might be a barrel racer if you've ever been on your horse at 4:30 a.m. after 20 minutes of sleep because you drew number 871, but you're happy because you got the top of the drag.
There you go. That's good. That's always good.
Thanks to Todd Trask, who sent that in to us here on The Good Stuff.
Over the last couple of days, I've been sharing different common phrases and where they came from. I don't have a source for these, but I think it's extremely interesting that these can be tracked down. And I don't know if they're accurate or not, but it is kind of amazing if it is. Remember the saying, or have you yourself said, resting on your laurels?
Yes.
Well, the idea of resting on your laurels dates back to leaders and athletic stars of ancient Greece. Now, how do they know this? Laurel leaves were closely tied to Apollo, the god of music, prophecy, and poetry. Apollo was usually depicted with a crown of laurel leaves, and the plant eventually became a symbol of status and achievement. Victorious athletes at the ancient Greek games received wreaths made of laurel branches, and the Romans later adopted the practice and presented wreaths to generals who won important battles. Venerable Greeks and Romans, or laureates, were thus able to rest on their laurels by basking in the glory of past achievements. Hmm. Only later did the phrase take on a negative connotation, and since the 1800s, it has been used for those who are overly satisfied with past triumphs.
Oh, well, that makes sense then.
Yeah, and again, how do they trace it all the way back? Here's one, Read the Riot Act.
You've heard
that. Yep.
I was Read the Riot Act.
Yep, indeed. These days, angry parents might threaten to read the Riot Act to their unruly children. But in the 18th century England, the Riot Act was a very real document, and it was often recited aloud to angry mobs. Instituted in 1715, the Riot Act gave the British government the authority to label any group of more than 12 people a threat to the peace. In these circumstances, a public official would read a small portion of the Riot Act and order the people to disperse themselves and peaceably depart to their habitations. Anyone that remained after 1 hour was subject to arrest or removal by force. The law was later put to the test in 1819 during the infamous Peterloo Massacre, in which a cavalry unit attacked a large group of protesters after they appeared to ignore a reading of the Riot Act. So those are just a couple of sayings that still use today.
Keep listening to The Good Stuff, because I have a story come up about skinny dipping and alligators.
Oh, we cannot miss that. Remember, you just have to keep tuning in for The Good Stuff.